Nolte, Politico caught spreading fake news about Trump's Mount Vernon visit. By John Nolte on April 13, 2019. The far-left and increasingly irrelevant Politico has been caught spreading fake news about President Trump's visit to Mount Vernon. Last April, along with French President Emmanuel Macron and the respective First Ladies, the President visited Mount Vernon, the famous home of George and Martha Washington. On Wednesday, using the usual unnamed sources, which means Trump haters making up shit resistance reporters want to hear. Politico, feel free to Google the original story. I'm done linking fake news, painted a picture of a truly bizarre and ignorant Trump making a fool of himself during the tour. If he was smart, he would have put his name on it, Trump said of Washington's estate, according to three Politico sources. Here are some other bullet points. The Macron's tour guide, Brad Byrne, has told several people, "We're far more knowledgeable about the history of the property than the president." Trump asked whether Washington was really rich, according to a second person familiar with the visit. While quickly bored by Washington's home, Trump has been eager to show off his own residence to guests, and has learned some White House history in the process. And like most Politico pieces, this one confuses length with depth and insight. There is just one itsy-bitsy problem. None of what Politico reported is true. I know you find it surprising that the very same corporate media who spread the Russia collusion hoax, Covington hoax, Kavanaugh hoax, George Zimmerman hoax, hands up, don't shoot hoax, would now spread a hoax about Trump's visit to Mount Vernon. But the Politico report is 100% fake news, and we know this because the horse's mouth is so appalled, it released a statement. As Town Hall's Matt Vespa first reported, Mount Vernon is so outraged by Politico's fake news, it released a damning, and unprecedented, statement repudiating the entire report, emphasis added. Mount Vernon has a firm, long-standing policy of not commenting on the details of high-profile visits to the home of George Washington. However, we believe in the importance of ensuring that reports about events that take place at Mount Vernon are accurate. As such, we are concerned that the third-party accounts of the Trump-Macron visit released by several media outlets today do not correctly reflect the events that transpired nearly a year ago. Read the full statement here. Politico has not broken a consequential story in years. In fact, this Mount Vernon hoax is the most attention that garbage fire has attracted in a long, long time, and it was all lies. And I knew the moment I read the story it was all lies. But it just wasn't worth commenting on because everyone now knows the media are addicted to fabricating this crap while hiding behind their phony sources, so why call even more attention to it? And how do we know Politico's sources are phony? Because a media who actually cared about things like truth, accuracy, and integrity would name the sources who burn them. But our media never do that because our media aren't interested in reporting the truth. It's the same with Jake Tapper's unnamed source story about Trump promising a pardon to the Customs and Border Protection Commissioner if he violates our immigration laws. It's all lies, all fabricated. We know that because CNN and Tapper spent 2 years lying to us, serially hoaxing us about Russia collusion, George Zimmerman, hands up, don't shoot, the Covington High School boys, and Brett Kavanaugh. Everything the media reports is a lie, a deliberate lie. And if Politico is willing to lie about the small stuff, like a year-old Mount Vernon visit, imagine the lies Politico is willing to tell about things that actually matter. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.